We know that, you know, we'd spoken yesterday about some of the positives that were going on in Alice Springs. We spoke to a business owner of the gallery there in the mall about some of the positives. But then in one day yesterday to have these tragedies occur, it's utterly heartbreaking. Now, joining me on the line to talk a little bit more about how things are going in Alice Springs this morning, it is the mayor of Alice, Matt Patterson. Good morning to you, Matt.
Good morning, Katie.
Matt, an absolutely tragic day, I think, is the only way that you can describe what's happened in Alice Springs yesterday. We just caught up with the Northern Territory Fire and Rescue Service about the tragedy which saw a child killed in a fire in Alice Springs. It must be an incredibly sad time for everybody in the Red Centre.
Yeah, it's, I think tragic's the right, probably the only word for the last 24 hours in Alice Springs. You know how tight-knit Alice Springs is, Katie, and when things like this happen, they ripple through the whole community. It's heartbreaking for everyone involved, including the first responders. And my heart goes out to the family and to everyone. But as you said, it's tragic, it's hard to come back from that for the family.
It really is. It's utterly heartbreaking. And you know, we just spoke to Josh Fisher from the Northern Territory Fire and Rescue Service. He did say that there is going to be the Territory's regional coordinator when it comes to those fire investigations is on their way to Alice Springs, a full investigation underway in terms of that fire. And Matt, the terrible part here is that's not the only tragic thing that's happened yesterday. We also have seen that a man was stabbed in the mall.
Yeah, and I mean, the man was stabbed in the mall at 3 o'clock, 300 metres from a school, at school pickup time. I mean, this is chaos, and you know, again, another tragic event. Someone's lost their life. It's incredibly sad. Again, first responders, had to be party to another death. It's just, it's incredibly frustrating. It's incredibly sad for everyone that, again, this has happened. And, really got no words to describe it, Katie. It's just a, you know, pretty chaotic 24 hours, unfortunately.
It truly is. I mean, we know that there is a male in custody assisting police with their inquiries. Police are investigating the circumstances surrounding the incident and are calling on any witnesses that were in the vicinity of the northern end of Todd Street and the intersection with Wills Terrace between 3 and 3.30 in the afternoon to come forward, particularly if they've got dash cam footage or any further investigation. But, Matt, you know, you and I have spoken on so many occasions about some of the terrible stuff that has unfolded in Central Australia, and the tragic irony of this yesterday is that we'd actually just caught up with a business owner from the gallery in Alice Springs in the mall yesterday who'd said that those patrols had been going so well, that things were going really well in the mall, and then to have something like this happen up the other end is just terrible.
Yeah, and, the lure tip of the traditional owner patrols have been working. People will really appreciate what they've been doing. Obviously, they can't be everywhere, but people feel safer with the patrollers around, which is fantastic, and unfortunately, this is just taking a shine off the positive stuff that is happening in Alice Springs, and it constantly feels like as soon as we get our head above water, people are just, you know, pushing us back under. And I think it's difficult to know difficult to understand where to from here, and understanding that it's still being investigated by police. So, naturally that will happen, but it's, what are the next steps with someone being in custody and things that will play out from here.
And obviously we're all going to be keeping a very close eye on that. Matt, there's been a lot of talk about a review into the legislation around knife crime and the way in which we deal with knife crime across the Northern Territory. It certainly seems like the outcome of that review really can't come soon enough.
Yeah, it's not just one instance we've seen with an edged weapon in Alice Springs. There's been multiple events, and unfortunately, someone's lost their life now, and you know, we can't continue to kick the can down the road with these things. We need to make brave decisions, and as an elected member, whatever side of politics, whatever you believe in, sometimes you've got to make really tough decisions that are not popular, but we need to make them before anything else goes wrong. And and that's what Alice Springs needs at the moment, is people who are willing to make tough decisions for effectively the safety of our community and the future of our community as well.
Matt, how is the sentiment of the town today?
Well, different to what it was 24 hours ago. I mean, as I said, there were some positive things happening in Alice Springs, and as I said, the patrols, you know, crime, break-ins, those sort of things are trending down, which we're grateful for, but clearly now the sentiment's completely different and people are anxious. You know, we've seen this play out before, and people are anxious about what happens next, and I think that that's, you know, I think that's pretty fair to be anxious about the next steps of what happens in Alice Springs with obviously the things that'll play out from here.
Matt, we had been due to catch up with you about, you know, about a number of other things, but I feel like after what has unfolded in the last 24 hours, we might save it for another day, mate, because I just think I can hear that you yourself are pretty upset today. I think the whole community is feeling pretty upset, so we might make a time to catch up with you next week.
No worries, Katie, and thank you very much.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.